Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Ian and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Ian.
And I'm Tyler.
Oh.
I was looking at the waves.
I know. And we're your podcast personal trainers for today. Monday the 16th.
It is the 16th.
Getting a week away from Thanksgiving. Pretty exciting.
It is.
Pretty exciting stuff.
It is very exciting.
Hopefully, you're a subscriber to the newsletter and you got our holiday handbook. Otherwise,
tough.
You're probably going to gain about 10 to 20 pounds this season.
What I was going to say was, being a subscriber to the newsletter, you also then have the Ning website. So today, look for the videos.
Oh yeah,
I'm posting those up today.
Yep. Fantastic. What'd you do this weekend, Tyler?
This weekend, I started the holiday season off with some ice skating.
Ooh, delicious.
It was cold.
What?
Yeah.
Weird. Did not expect that.
Yeah, the other thing that was very interesting about the ice skating concept was I'm a size 10 and a half shoe.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, I'll just get the 11.
Oh.
You know, just to make sure. I couldn't get my foot in.
Really?
It was the most tight thing I couldn't get my foot in. I was like, okay, that's odd. So I go back, I get a 12. Then I get the 12 on, and I'm, like, standing on it. Like, for ice skates, you got to, like, put some force
right.
And get them, like, super tight and stuff. Well, once I get up to the top, I literally have an inch of string to tie a bow with. So I just knot it.
Uh-huh.
And so I get on the ice skate, but it's not firm. It's... What was that?
Is it a hockey skate or a
It's your normal
ballet
ice,
skate.
It's a ballet skate. Because I'll tell you why in 2 seconds. But it wasn't tight enough around my like calf ankle area.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like wobbling in this weird. So I had to retie it again. And this time I got like 2 inches of
string.
So that was a little bit better. But the other thing is because it was the ice skating ones, it has those little jagged things on the front to, like, you
stop
can stop and do your quadruple,
twirl.
I could not use it. Like, just in, like, trying to move forward, because my shoe was so wobbly, I always caught the first ring, like, and I just would jam. I finally, like, had to, like, lean back and skate, and I was so terrified that was just going to be an awful event because I was with my girlfriend and her little brothers, and it's all these little kids that they know with their school. So I was the play gymnasium, and I'm, like, the swinger and the, you know, grab my hand, we'll go around the bend, and I'll fly you that. That was kind of fun, but I was like, I'm going to fall on my butt and look like an idiot. So luckily, there's no casualties.
That's good.
That was... Well, there was a casualty of a kid, but not me.
Good. How did your calf hold up to that punishment?
My calf is feeling good. Have we talked about my calf?
I don't think so. Tyler comes into me in my room one day and says, "Keon, I think something's wrong with my calf." I'm like, what? So we're in shorts. I feel his right calf, which is the good calf, right?
It's my good calf, yeah.
I was like, okay, that's normal. We feel his left one. It is like, seriously, bowling ball hard. It's like he's flexing it without.
It was the weirdest concept. I believe it was Tuesday night.
Uh-huh.
I woke up like in the middle of the night. And if you ever get a cramp in your shin, your calf. Swimming, I used to get them all the time. You just grab your toes and you pull back. That's how I've always gotten rid of them. And I just pull back and like... lift the foot itself, and it just tightens everything, kind of a thing.
Stretches it out.
And I could not, like, I was pulling for the life of me, like, rubbing it. It was not going away. This cramp I got it was the lower part of my calf. So then, the next day, it, like, hurt to walk on it. Like, that's how painful this cramp had messed up my calf. The next day, it was a little less painful, but still, like, weird. And if you flex your calf, it's round at the bottom.
Yeah, it's a little horseshoe.
Yeah, it's round for the most part.
Almost like a W. That's how the anatomy is.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
But when you lift your calf, it's, like, not, it's smooth on the bottom part of it.
Sure.
What I was trying to, is that mine had a weird dent when it should have been semi-smooth.
Right.
And that's what I was, okay. Very awkward, and I don't know what I did, but it's fine now, so.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. That's very entertaining. Kind of a fun little calf trip, you know? Calves are one of those things, when you get cramps in them, they don't go away easy.
No,
like,
no.
They're SOBs. Like, they're terrible. Cramps are just not fun in general.
How was your weekend?
It was good. Just, went out to Santa Rosa, visited a buddy out there. That was fun. Kind of laid low, you know? It was a good, relaxing weekend. I realize how much I like that side of the hill, you know? If you guys are in the Bay Area, you kind of know what I mean. There's, like, the inland inside the Calicot Tunnel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's kind of more outland. Would that be correct way to say inland, outland? I mean, you know, it's more out of land. I don't know. More coastal region.
The coastal.
And I like that area a lot. I think it's nice.
One might actually call it the Bay Area.
Well, I guess we're in the Bay Area. Yeah.
But then there's the inland.
Inland and the coastal region.
Yeah.
So, I just forgot how much I like those spots. Despite how, like, crappy the traffic is, I literally sat in traffic for an hour and a half, and I forgot. I was like, damn it. I thought we moved away from L.A. to get away from traffic, partially. But it was my fault. I went right at rush hour to get to...
I was going to ask, like, what time did you leave?
Yeah. I was on the 580. I was just like, it was a lot of fun.
You went the way that we went to Dave and Buster's, right?
No, because Santa Rosa is north.
Is it?
Yeah, it's above San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know this area, though.
You got to go over the Richmond Bridge, all that.
Spectacular.
All right, so today we are talking about this week in fitness... Keeping you up to date on your fitness trends, what's new and what's not so new. You got something for us, T?
Yeah, I've noticed.
You look so angry when you said that.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Like, I don't know. I am friends, and when I say friends, I use air quotes with some people on Facebook that. Because I don't know these people.
Oh, okay. So you're. Okay,
like, you know, like...
Strictly Facebook friends.
Strictly Facebook friends. Kind of the same thing with Twitter when you, like...
Yeah.
You have...
I have, like, a couple thousand, like, 1,000 or something. It's a
people
lot.
People that you follow that you don't know... You've never met and talked to in your life, kind of thing.
Right.
But they're more of your celebrity-type trainers.
Okay.
Or fitness professionals.
Like your Jillian Michaels, your Brian
I don't have Jillian Michaels because I purely just dislike her.
Yeah, I think I'd hang out with her, but I just don't think she's...
I just dislike her strongly, so yeah. I try not to... But, like, I got a Tony Horn from PX90.
Oh, nice.
Once we did that set, I was like, oh, I want to at least figure out who this guy is. So yeah. I asked him to be my friend. And then it's, like, Greg Plitt, who's a model... personal trainer guy, and then there's he's on workout, and then there's Brian Peeler, who's the same concept kind of a thing.
He's on the Bowflex commercials?
No, Greg
Plitt. Greg, sorry, Bowflex. Greg Plitt's on the, yeah.
Greg,
sorry,
I was still... Brian Peeler was on They both were. And it's just interesting to me how much... What's the word I'm looking for? In the world of personal trainers that are quote-unquote celebrities,
uh-huh.
How much in their post they don't communicate a healthy lifestyle. And that was something that was... Like, Tony Horton does, because I'm 98% sure it's actually not his.
Bro, yeah.
I think it's a company-based one. And
probably, yeah.
Kind
of, it's but, a faux, like, tweet.
Yeah.
Faux Facebook, yeah.
And where other personal trainers, it's just like... All of their pictures of them drunk. All of them are them going out to eat at these, like, ridiculous meals. All of them are these weird things. And it's just like, I don't know if, it's kind of a walk your talk, too. I don't know. It's a very odd, and I was thinking about it today as I was reading them. And how when I Facebook, all mine aren't, I try and make them my lifestyle. You know, like, I live a healthy fitness lifestyle. Like, I'm
We drink, whatever, but.
But the days that I go and drink, I'm not sending the posts up of getting wasted at the da-da-da-da.
Right. Don't need to have that.
Yeah, and it's I don't want to encourage you, the listener, to go get wasted and do, because you might be at a point that getting wasted is not something that you should do, because alcohol causes huge weight gains.
Absolutely.
So, if not done correctly and whatnot. So, done correctly, that's such an odd concept. But that it was just, I was amazed by how these quote-unquote professionals don't live it. And it's absolutely frustrating that they make millions and I don't.
Yet. I was thinking about it in the shower the other day. It's like, I wonder if we're ever going to make a DVD. That'd be kind of fun.
I could see us making a DVD.
Like, I don't want it to be like a workout in your house DVD, you know? Because, like, my mom did those for years and years. And I think she just got frustrated with it, you know?
Like,
the like DVDs Jazzercise, that, you know, whatever.
I would say more, I don't know. Like, I think you and I would be funny in a reality
TV show. I don't think I'd ever want to be on a reality TV show.
I couldn't. No. I would mentally, like, I have too much pride.
I mean, if I was offered one, I'd have to consider it. But I like, it's one of those things. I don't want to be famous because I was on a, like, I don't want to be the Paris Hilton. You know, I don't want to be the Spencer and Heidi. I don't want
but
that.
But the one that I would do is Amazing Race with you.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
Amazing Race, I would do with you.
Yeah. The only thing that would suck about Amazing Race is to podcast and do Amazing Race. We'd have to cut it back like once a week. You know, record it on the go and upload when we can.
Or we'd have to just pause. Because it's, how long of a show is it?
I think they film it probably all within a month or two.
If that,
yeah. Like, so.
It can't be that bad.
No, not at all.
Okay. But no, yeah, it was just, it's fascinating. And that was kind of just what I wanted to let
people
know.
It's kind of the same, all on the same lines of, like, financial consultants who just waste their money on stupid things. Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna buy this $800 bottle of wine or this art piece that I like, you know? It's, yeah, you have a lot of money to spend, but if you were consulting you, would you do this? No.
And that's kind of the thing that I know it's not an article or whatnot, but I was thinking about today and just how it relates.
We don't have to do articles. Do what we want.
But I want people to think that logic of, hey, should I, you know, when you get to a bar and you're like, what should I order? Well, what would Tyler and Keon tell me to order?
Right. Nachos and sliders. Not nachos and sliders.
But, you know, like, what option would be the best? Perfect. Nachos and sliders. Perfect example. Keon and I went to a bar.
The Roadhouse.
That's next door. And had nachos and sliders. We split them. And had some drinks. I'm not Facebook's.
Like, taking pictures. Doesn't this look good?
Yeah, like, it looked delicious and it was tasty, but guess what? I did the next morning.
Right.
And I worked out. And what did I do the morning before that? Oh, yeah, I worked out. And what did I do during the day? I ate right. Like,
right.
I don't know. It's just such a frustrating. Yeah. Or it's the concept of, hey, let's show all the bad things I do, but never show all the hard work or the food that I eat that's good. So it's this, oh, you're lame because you can't eat nachos and sliders every meal.
Right.
But I can because I work. You know, it's like,
it's
a false front that I feel is being portrayed by people. Right. And that's annoying.
Because the thing, like, if you go to the fitness conferences and all that, one, fitness conference people are really weird. Like, really weird.
Okay.
But two,
I've only been to expos.
Okay.
And that's all the salespeople, and those people are all douchebags.
So. Yeah. fitness people love to drink. It's
oh yeah,
like you get them at a fitness conference, like the NSCA conference. I didn't go to this one, but I heard stories from friends who did go, and like it was in Vegas this year, and you get fitness people in Vegas. You are in like fitness people go crazy. Like fitness people are buck wild about alcohol and eating really poorly, and it blows my mind because like if I was outside of this world. Walking by the fitness expo, like the people with the fitness expo or the fitness, you know, tag on, and they're pounding shots and, you know, eating buffalo wings and fried chicken. I'd be like, what the hell is going on?
Well, the reason I think that is, is because I feel that a lot of fitness people or people that succeed to a outrageous extent in the fitness world are all extreme people.
Okay.
Where it's either they go all or nothing.
True.
So it's in that they went all, and so every workout they give 100,000% and they do it every day kind of a thing.
Right.
And so when it's the, hey, we're going to party, we're going to party.
Right. You know, like, for me, it's like, I'd rather make, like, if I'm going to drink, I don't drink, you know, it's like, I like, I'll save my drinking days. It's not like I'm going to go out and drink every day. So it's like, when I drink, I'll enjoy it, you know? I'll go probably a bit further than I should, you know? But within reason and limits and all that.
Because a lot of them just get, like, sloppy.
Oh, yeah, and that's just not...
And that's weird.
That's just not attractive.
And it's kind of that... It's a weird psychological thing that we could get into for all, if we really want to, where... Personal trainers, a lot of them started working out because they were the fat kid.
Yeah.
And so now,
that's how we got into it.
So now they're quote-unquote attractive.
Right.
You know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, whatever.
Right.
But then... So now they're attractive, but they have that self-esteem issue of, I used to get made fun of and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So then when they're put in these situations, the alcohol... makes it easy to unleash all the funness. And then when you get into that funness, you go back to your fat kid mentality, and that's when the ice cream comes out, and that's when the this comes out, and this is when the alcohol keeps getting shot, you know?
Right.
Then you wake up the next morning, and you're like, oh, crap, what do I have to do? And then they just work out more.
Right. Yeah. I definitely agree, like, a lot of fitness people need to start thinking more about what the public image is, you know, because that's just bad publicity for all of us, you know?
Yeah, and it's a like, weird, like, I just don't get the concept of it's a lifestyle. And that's, a lot of them, it, like, just project this weird overdoing thing.
Right, right. No, I think that's a valid point. So, yeah. All right, let's move on. I found this article through iHRSA, I believe. iHRSA is, it's a kind of a certifier of sort of, it's whatever, you don't need to know what it is. I'll put the post up, I know. The ACSM, it's one of the certifiers for personal trainers. They did a survey of the top five fitness trends for the coming year. So strength training has grown to number two in this trend. So a lot more people are actually lifting weights as opposed to doing cardio. So the title of the article is Cardio Over? Strength Training Climbs List of Fitness Trends. So I was reading through this article, and it's like they interview a couple trainers, and this guy Davidson, I forget his first name, but the best results come from heavy strength training, he says. His clients turn over tractor tires and perform other old-fashioned techniques as part of his, quote-unquote, country strong program. I don't even do cardio at all. I can actually get them leaner the less cardiovascular work they do. So, taking this whole idea into account, like, in a grand scheme of things, yes. The more muscle you have, the more fat you're going to burn, right?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
But doing tractor lifts, then doing a push-up, then doing jump squats, then doing whatever, 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 is cardio. I don't care who you are. That's cardiovascular work. Would you agree with me?
Yeah, I was actually like, Keon and I don't read each other's articles before coming into this. I haven't read any of this, but I find it interesting that they're classifying that as strength training.
I mean, yeah, you're getting...
Because I would have almost... Because it's about, like, just from what you said, is it the whole thing's about fitness trends.
Yes, there's a couple more we'll go over, but at the end, yeah.
Because I would have, like, lifting the tractor wheel and hitting things with sledgehammers and stuff like that, I would classify it as its own, not CrossFit, but, like, its own different type of workout. But
that's strength training, though. I mean...
Well, all of it is... I mean, all working out is either strength training or cardio. Like, you can fit
or mixed.
Yeah, you can fit it into these two categories. So, theoretically, those can't be trends in this diagram. I'm just trying to figure out, like, when I think strength training trends, I'd be like, here's a dumbbell, here's a barbell, lifting... Where the lifting of the tires and stuff, I would put that into a different niche.
Oh, well, that was just one interviewer. One guy they interviewed. That's just the quote that got there because it sounds cool. Okay. But, I mean, that's just a news tactic. But overall, more people are doing weight training as opposed to doing cardio. Which, I think it's good as long as we don't lose cardio altogether.
It's hard for me to tell because I work out in the mornings and the cardio machines are always taken and the weight area is rarely
full.
So it's visually in my life, it is not shown that way.
Right.
I'd almost say that classes are higher than weightlifting.
Yeah. Absolutely. So. The thing is, though, I would agree that you'd probably get better results if you had to choose just cardio or just strength training. I'd just choose strength training.
Yeah, I would just choose strength training too.
Because, I mean, you can get some of the same effects from cardiovascular work from lifting weights.
Yeah.
So, I thought
it's a twofer.
It is a twofer, especially if you do it high intensity, especially if you do it in circuits, then you're getting your heart rate up, sweating a little bit, and blah, blah, blah. But then the article makes this odd right turn into, a financial thing of, like, how, since the economy is in a back trend or in the Great Recession, if you will, people are becoming more and more conscious of their finances than ever. And the second trend that they said is programs to help children avoid becoming obese. That's good.
That's good.
And then personal training is actually on the climb. It's like number three in this.
Huh.
I was like, that's actually really good because, I mean, you and I both know one out of 1,000 people who start a fitness program within 5 years will be at the same starting point that they started with 5 years ago, or worse.
Oh, yeah.
So, most people don't hit their fitness goals ever. And so, that's good. That people are actually picking up on the idea that personal training can actually get you something, as opposed to us being know-nothings or know-it-alls or whatever we get portrayed as. So, that's
nice.
Well,
the one thing that I was taught, you know, in, like, my economy classes and stuff like that, when we talk about the Great Depression and all that fun stuff, not really fun, but that area of time, that my professors would always talk about how people focused on themselves.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a, how can I benefit myself? And people working out is going to raise in the next year because, A, everybody's aware of health and the risks and stuff of that, like right now. Then this recession is making everybody go, well, I don't have the money to go on some outlandish 5-week cruise for millions of dollars or whatever, but I can join this gym that has a spa and a this for a little bit a month, and oh, I can get a personal trainer to hit this goal. So people care more about themselves in these harder times than giving charity and going on lavish vacations and that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, then you can, I mean, if you look at it in the long run, that's preventative medicine, you know? A spinal surgery or whatever, or a gastric bypass or a heart condition, whatever, costs a crap load of money. I mean, not even counting lost time at work and all this, just the procedure. So if you join a gym and start a fitness program, then, I mean, you're helping yourself avoid a lot of issues. So, that's good. And then the final thing they said was core training, which has been on the rise, I think, ever since I started training. Like, 5, 6 years ago, core training was still the pop word. And it's kind of getting played out in my mind because everything has to be core training now. Everything has to incorporate your abdominals. And you know what? Sometimes you don't have to incorporate your abdominals. You know, sometimes it's okay not to use them.
Hey, well, the thing that's most fascinating about the quote-unquote core exercises and all that fun stuff is that if you do every workout right, you can work your abs out during it.
Absolutely. Overhead pressing is one of the biggest core work
ever. And that's the thing that's the most entertaining. It's like everybody's worried about the cores and doing crunches and doing planks. It's like if you did strength training and you did it right – and do it while basically it's while doing the exercise, you just be aware of your core area and tighten it and draw it in. You're gonna be working your core.
Absolutely.
Ipso facto, you now have also done a core exercise.
Yeah. One thing that always cracks me up, whenever I do consults or, you know, initial sessions with people, they come to me and they're like, "All right, so I've been trying to lose my belly, so I've been doing that machine." They point to the ab cruncher. Like, oh, Lord, we have some work to do. It's like, one, can't spot reduce. Just because you work a muscle doesn't mean that the fat is going to be used from that location. Sorry. Two, hypertrophy of muscles that's where you got to take into account first. If you make a muscle bigger, it's going to look bigger, right?
Yeah.
We've talked about this. Bicep curls make your biceps bigger. Weighted abs make your
abs look bigger.
So I thought that was an interesting article. So, cardio, still good to do. I think that's the bottom line. But strength training is probably more important.
It's a balance.
Right. And the funny thing about this is, like, these are, like you were saying, these are quote-unquote trends when it's almost like they're trying to stir the pot a little bit when it doesn't really need stirring. Like, this is, we know what we're doing. You don't need to tell us that X, Y, and Z is now the thing to do. You know? Does that make sense? Or am I just mumbling?
No, that makes complete sense. It's just, it's fascinating to me, these trends, when I wouldn't classify any of them as trends. Kind of my thing, where it's like, okay, the new trend is to use the BOSU ball.
Right.
Like, that would be a trend, because I've only seen that in the last, like, 2 years really being used more and more.
Right. They've been around, but people haven't used them.
Yeah, people haven't been using them in this way. Or, you know, the new trend is MMA stuff, because that's going up, and so that's a trend. Cardio, weight loss, core, I don't see how those are trends.
Right, because for me, a trend has to be something that isn't permanent. I mean, maybe they're talking about trend in the broader sense of, like, you know, stock market trends, you know, like stuff increasing and decreasing. Because I'm thinking about it in almost like the trendiness.
Yeah, I was going trendy.
Yeah, maybe we're misinterpreting it. They're going with like what's increasing and decreasing. In that case, then yeah, okay, the trend of strength training, you know, more people are doing it. Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, thanks for saying the obvious.
Yeah. So.
Spectacular.
Yeah. So out of that article, just do your weights. Seriously, go do your weights, do your cardio.
Don't be afraid of them. That's kind of the other thing, is that I find a lot of people are afraid of weights, and we're going to be talking about that later this week.
Are we? Oh, yeah, we're going to be talking about it, yeah. One other thing is, like, Tyler, you've probably come across this a lot. Women get scared. We talked about this in the bodybuilding one once. Remember that, when we had that discussion about bodybuilding?
Yes.
About how women are always afraid of getting massively bulky when it's really, really hard to get massively bulky. So, ladies, don't be afraid of lifting your weights. If you do 20 and you could still do another 400, then you need to add at least 5 to 400%.
Yeah, I don't know. We're getting close to the 30 mark, but I could go off on it for
a good another half hour.
Another half hour of females and the weight concept.
True.
But yeah, it's not, don't be afraid of the weights is the end of story. So.
Yeah. Pretty much. All right, what do we have to look forward to this week, Tyler?
We are going to be talking about cardio.
Cardio.
Running.
Running specifically.
Focusing on running.
Right.
Then we are also talking about just general fat loss. A lot of people have been getting a hold of us, and just like that seems to be the biggest concern.
Right.
Is fat loss. Not so much of gaining muscle, just fat loss.
Right.
We're going to fill you in that you will be gaining muscle in this process, but that's besides the point. Let's see. What else was there? There was sugar.
Sugar.
We're going over sugar and the good, the bad, and the ugly of sugar. And then on Friday, we're going to talk about getting over some mental hurdles. The
right.
embarrassment factor of working out.
A lot of people have that one.
Tell you some personal stories and that kind of a thing. So... yeah, that's
yeah.
about it.
Should be good. What are you taking us out with today, T-Dog?
I'm going to take you out today with something that I got excited about this last weekend, or this weekend.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take you out with the first Noel.
The first Noel. Oh, no, not Christmas songs.
Oh, yes.
Fantastic. Well, kickstart your week, and have some fun today.
He caught a glimpse in the bathroom mirror of a man with his pickup girl.